everybody, and welcome again to a new week of Bob and Ray shows and to a particular program that we've looked forward to ever since we set it down on paper some weeks
ago. Better than last week's string of bombs.
Now, that isn't any way for us to get going. We have to have the confidence of this crowd here.
Well, I wish the audience wouldn't feel that they could just participate so easily in this program.
It's always been that way, though.
You make us a nervous wreck because we're afraid what you might say, audience. These are live microphones, you know, and this is going from one end of this country to the other, so I wish you wouldn't speak out like that.
Sometimes you can
I just wanted to tell you that the shows were bombs, and I hope they were better.
Well, I hope, if that's your opinion, if they were, I hope they will be better. But as far as we're concerned,
we'll drop by Eddie's place for a good chocolate milkshake.
Oh, we'll sure be there.
Yes, sir. I make it real nice.
Yeah, well, let's not have any
real
commercial
thick.
Either. Again, I'd like
25
to
25 cents for a pine and stealing.
I'd like to remind you that it is coast to coast, and business like that costs money, you know.
Where would you go down and get $17.50 from him, please? Because that is the fee we charge for a commercial, right?
That's right. Evidently thought we were selling him in a minute.
All right. While he goes down there, then.
Our Gig Young, right to Gig Young Week, was a smashing success, we're told.
You know, Bob, it was a much bigger success than Yaroslav Drobny Week because people couldn't spell it. You remember?
That's right.
We had everybody running to Yaroslav Drobny.
He didn't have his address either.
He could get into all sorts of trouble.
We're still getting mail to Yaroslav.
Oh, hey, Bob and Ray.
Did you have a tough time down there?
No, he hit me, Bob and Ray.
Well, get the $17.50 from him, will you?
He hit me.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but we can't...
You stay down here, you get it. Now
we, have never hit a member of a studio audience personally, ourselves.
Our,
26 years of this.
Boy, can I forget it now?
He's a tough customer, isn't he?
You want me to really insist on it?
Yes, we need it. We get a commercial and... that's the rate.
Well, while Webley's engaged down in the audience, let's bring on that wonderful old showbiz couple. Famous, I'm sure you're going to remember these people, many of you, with a tear of nostalgia as you hear the name, the amazing Bollins.
Bollins. Come on up here, Bollins. Doesn't matter how you pronounce it, boy. Just those familiar faces is enough. Sit down here, Ma Bollins, and Pa. Let's have a real old-fashioned show business talk. You know, you have been in just about every phase of show business that I can think of. You were, I know you're in juggling, you're in legit acting, mind reading, you're in snakes, you're in pistol and whip act, you had a dog act once.
Did you see that one?
No, I didn't see that.
You were in comedy, too, many years ago.
Yes, those were the days, weren't they, Mother?
Then we were adagio dancers, but I wouldn't want to try that now.
I couldn't lift her very well.
we were in a trapeze act, and...
What kind of an act was it? The fly through the air type of thing?
Yes, but we got up there the first...
Could you speak a little louder, Ma, because the engineer is signaling me that your voice is a little weak and not picking up too well.
We got up there and we started to swing back and forth, and I said, stop, me off, and... I got down the best I could. I got scared up there.
Those were the days we used to make $25 a week. We could...
You suppose I'll have to pay $17.50 to tell you that this week's going to be a string of bombs, too?
Look, you don't know that it is.
I say that free.
You can't tell this soon.
You're failing a lot, buddy.
Wait a minute, Webb. Don't play along with me now.
What do you mean? I'm not going to fight him anymore.
Getting back to the amazing Bollins...
you're Bob.
Yes,
You pronounce it Bollins.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I thought it was amazing.
All my life I've called it the amazing Bollins.
Well, you're not the only one.
B-O-L-L-I-N-S.
I think the old man himself calls it Bollins sometimes.
I do, Mother, yes.
You've been out late.
Yes. Well,
Now, you're retired from active show business. You haven't performed professionally for some years now, is that right?
Well, the only thing we can do now, effectively, is remove wallets from
pockets. Kind of like a pocket-picking act?
Well, only when it's necessary. We don't want to make a habit of it.
No, we haven't been caught yet either.
Well, they were certainly kidding when they said you didn't have a sense of humor.
Well, we really don't. We got your wallet, Ray.
Well,
here you are, Ray. There's no trouble at all.
Well, let's have it. Thank you.
And let's not have any more of it. What memories do you have of, at the turn of the century, of traveling around? Vaudeville was big, of course, then.
Well, I wasn't even born at the turn of the century, Bobby.
Well, looking at you, I would think you must be at least an octogenarian.
No.
Oh, you've kept that wrong.
We had a tough time in show business. See, I'll be 39 come June.
And I'll be 42. Well, you certainly must have had some tough days, eh? It's kind of a sad story.
Well, old folks, I guess it's time for you to go on back and sit amongst your friends there in the audience.
Yes, we'll go back to the residence club.
Thank you very much
for being here and meeting Bowen. Let's really get it. For a grand old couple of show business. And right now, what say we give everybody a hint about what they'll be hearing on CBS Radio's House Party tomorrow?
Why are you bringing that up now?
Well, I just thought we might part the curtain a crack so people will know what the show has in store for them. Kind of an inkling, you know?
Okay, a little inkling.
Tomorrow, Art Linkletter is going to be talking with a famous guest. I think one of the amazing Poland. They'll also chat with members of the studio audience, and there'll be probably a game and a contest or two. Then we'll discuss this and that with the famous kids panel.
And that he does all the time.
That's right, yeah.
Well, what was all that about cracking the curtain on tomorrow's house party?
Well, I changed my mind. It might spoil people's fun if we spill the beans about what was going to happen on the show.
Okay, that's tomorrow, Tuesday, May 10th, on CBS Radio.
Once again for Mr. Trace, keener than most persons, as the surly old investigator and his assistant Spike Delancey take from the files the case Mr. Trace calls the murder of the missing eavesdropper. It's early afternoon as we join Mr. Trace and Spike Delancey in his office just off Times Square.
Say, it's bizarre, sir. Hey, where's my desk on, sir?
Well, it should be right over there in the corner, Spike. It was there this morning.
Say, it's preserved. I suppose it's not there now.
Open the window and let a little more light in, Spike. It's dark here.
Well, just a moment, sir. There's no window here either.
You mean someone has taken the window completely?
Say, it's preserved, Mr. Tracely. I'm personed and kid.
Well, I'll be peopled if something hasn't happened.
Well, Mr. People, I don't care who came, but I'll be traced if I'll disappear here.
That's tractable, Spike. Go downstairs and warm up the high-powered black limousine.
Sakes alive, sir. I'm truly peopled.
Open the door. You can't open the door. It's off the hinges.
Say, it's bizarre, Mr. There's no door here, sir.
No, I'd noticed that earlier. I think there's something wrong here, Spike.
Wait, just a moment, sir.
What?
I believe we're in the wrong studio, sir.
I believe you may be right, Spike. And so Mr. Trace calls a halt to the case he called the case of the missing props. Be sure and join him next time when we'll hear Spike Delancey expostulate,
"Say it's bizarre, sir. I'm keenly."
In the next episode of Mr. Trace, Keener Than Most Persons.
And now, here's my announcing friend, Bob Elliott.
Thanks very much, Ray Goulding. Ladies and gentlemen, here with us today is a fellow who is hoping to have a great deal of work on his hands in the next few weeks because he is a teacher of some sort. I wonder if you'll tell us a little bit about the work that you do, sir, and how it happens that this is the busy season for you.
Well, Bob, as you know, I've been here. Several times before.
Yes, we've talked to you in years gone by, and every spring it seems that you show up here, and of course I know the reasons for your visit, and maybe some of the folks don't.
That's correct. Rick.
As I understand it, you are engaged by baseball teams, is that right?
Yes, baseball teams, aims, and political parties, arties, to instruct speakers to speak,
mm-hmm.
as though they were speaking into a PA system.
In large places like ballparks.
Ballparks, arcs,
backs of cranes.
And big gardens. And
I should think that with the coming political conventions, you'd have quite a lot of activity on that score, too.
You're not whistling Dixie. Ixie.
I'm not whistling Dixie when I say that, because
I like to teach my students to talk as though they were standing at second base. At a huge ballpark. On old Pirate's Day.
With no microphone. How long did it take you to develop this unusual talent of yours so that you could express it to other people?
One time the PA system broke down.
Uh-huh.
And rather than disappoint the crowd, I just went on, as though the PA system was working,
So you've turned what might have been a major calamity into a very successful venture financially and...
It worked out very well, for me.
We'll be looking forward to seeing some of your students in action this coming season, and thanks a lot for dropping up here today. You'll get the regular... Okay?
Thank you.
Sherman L. Salisbury, ladies and gentlemen, who is one of our regulars. Almost like to think of him as one of the staff.
Terrible thought, Bob. Dreadful. Can you imagine sitting across the same room from him all day?
Well, it could get kind of tiresome. I think it's time for you to give us the song of the day, though.
All right.
So if you're all ready.
Do I have enough time to sing because...
Well, I just don't think a person could be seen on the street.
What do you mean? I got a baggy house.
Oh,
don't
come on.
Don't fight.
They look fat. Oh, my God.
Come on,
please.
Stop
the fighting.
Please.
We are trying to do a program up here.
You shouldn't be walking on the street.
Look, Mary. Mary McGoon.
What do you mean?
I mean just that.
Come on, cut it out now.
Come on, Baloo, let's go. You should have more.
I am very careful.
Come on.
Why do you get into that argument so often?
What is it they argue over anyway? I've never heard the gist of it.
One of the things is the way Wally dresses, I think.
Well, that is a sore point with everybody.
Those plaid trousers, which he affects, looking at their stylish.
I see Pierre has just given the downbeat to our non-existent musicians here, which would indicate it's time for us to run along. And we'll be back to say so long in just 10 seconds.
Here's how we do that saying so long business.
It's fairly easy. Until tomorrow, Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get blip.
No. Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
This is National Hospital Week. A salute now to the nation's healers from the CBS Radio Network. This is 74 in San Francisco, KCBS AM-FM. AM-FM.